When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And we're not going to pay it anymore. We're going to have Waltz go pay. We're not going to pay them, and we're not going to pay California, and we're not going to pay Illinois with that big slob of a governor that they have that doesn't want. You know, we brought down crime by 25%. He didn't do anything. He's not doing anything. But they want us to leave. He had a day where they had 17 murders not too long ago. 17 murders and 77 people shot. But 17 died. And then he talks about, we can handle it. He can't handle it. But we pull back and we'll go in at the appropriate time. But we're the ones that brought the crime down. We brought it down 20%. They didn't bring it down. Pritzker didn't bring it down.
President Trump from Air Force One there saying unkind but true things about Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois. Unlike Tim Walz, who was going to run for a third term for governor in Minnesota, who today announced that he is no longer running. I suspect it's because of all of the fraud that's being uncovered there, but we'll wait to see. J.B. Pritzker, in his king-like fashion, wants to continue to rule over you, Illinois residents and taxpayers. And he wants and is running for a third term for governor. And frankly, if you're like me or Ryan or Brad, we're sick of it. And we need somebody else who can win, who can beat J.B. Pritzker to take the mantle up for the Republicans and try to win the people's vote. Joe Severino joins us here. He's a Republican candidate for governor of Illinois, severinoforgovernor.com. Joe, welcome to the Annie Fry Show. It's a pleasure to have you on with us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here and great to meet everyone.
Yeah, you as well. So I think if I recall correctly, the bio on your X profile says the presumptive nominee for the Republican governor of the state of Illinois. You feel confident about your ability to win the primary and I presume beat J.B. Pritzker this November. Talk to me about how you plan to do that for Illinois.
Well, absolutely. I am their presumptive nominee. They're trying to object to my petitions now to remove me from the ballot. Everything you've seen that happened to Donald Trump, arrest me as a father of five, married 25 years, a political candidate. It's just been atrocious to be involved in Illinois politics. It's more of an insulation of J.B. Pritzker rather than get a good individual elected to kind of set the state on a new trajectory. So I'm fighting. So I'm fighting because I care about Illinois. I see the atrocities that are occurring here to our families. No one's thriving. Business is being decimated. Taxes are out of control. Everything that's in my biography and wheelhouse, including my lieutenant governor, is going to set the Illinois, set the stage so that we can beat J.B. Pritzker. We need somebody that's electable, not somebody that can just get through the nomination process. That's step one. But who is actually going to be able to go on the world stage and beat J.B. Pritzker? And that's where I come in. I'm going to be able to battle him by biography, experience, and this is a guy, people call him, Jelly Belly. They say that, the big sloppy government, just like Donald Trump. And I'm not saying I don't disagree. However, at the end of the day, he still shows up. He's a Northwestern trained attorney, as well as a two-time incumbent. This man knows how to win elections and he has the finances to do it. So we need somebody who's rigid in conservative values that can also resonate with the general populace and, give people confidence and that we can, if you get behind the right candidate, we can beat them. And I believe I'm the candidate that's going to do that. Resonating throughout the state, every age from 17 first-time voters to, geriatrics, from white, black, LGBTQ, it doesn't matter who it is, they like the message. It's a populist message without sacrificing values, and it's resonating very well.
Well, let's talk about who Joe Severino is, what your experience is, and what brings you to the place where you're like, I think I could run Illinois certainly better than J.B. Pritzker. Tell us about yourself.
So essentially, I grew up in Cicero, Illinois, which is a very difficult place to grow up. And I don't say this in a braggadocious way, and I don't say it in a in an exaggerated way. Literally fighting every day of my life, bloody knuckle, battles in the street. It's just par for the course when you come from those areas. And after being horrifically bullied, I started fighting. I was offered then to fight professionally at 18 years old, which I chose not to do. But I still have the fighter spirit. And after that, I was a young entrepreneur. I started a parking company with one single location. I grew it into the largest singly owned, multifaceted hospitality company in Illinois. I was getting ready to sell it during COVID to private equity because we were kind of a an essential service, but we couldn't come in contact at hotels, hospitals, etc., and hospitality venues. It decimated my revenues. I was getting ready to sell it. We put it on the back burner to private equity, one of the largest in the nation, and I decided to run for Congress. And therein is where I realized how truly corrupt Illinois politics are on both sides of the aisle. Everybody points the finger at the Democrats, but they don't realize there's an actual machine here at work. And because the Democrats control everything, there are crumbs available for Republicans, this uniparty that exists. And what they're doing is, just to be relevant or to profit in any capacity, they're doing business with these Democrats, and it's leaving people behind. And I refuse to be part of that problem. So I'm running almost collaterally to the Illinois GOP. It's the voice of the people with authentic Republican values, and people are inspired by it.
So it sounds like you have as much problem with the Illinois Republican Party as you do the Democrat Party. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And it's because it's like they're almost like Hillary Clinton, where there's no dirt on me. They don't have dirt. There's things in my past that they might try to create. However, there's nothing that would cause the public to turn on me from a candidate perspective. But the reality is they all have dirt on each other, and I was privately calling out their dirt, telling them, "Listen, we can do things differently here if you want to win elections." And when they would deliberately operate antithetically to what their goals are or what they're holding themselves out to promise, including life. We have pro-life leaders that are supporting pro-abortionist candidates. We have Second Amendment leaders that are sponsoring gun grabbers. We have to draw a line now and actually represent the people, and that's what I'm professing to do.
Joe, this is Ryan Wiggins, Illinois voter. We all are.
Hi, Ryan.
I would say my number one issue is who can beat J.B. Pritzker. And I want to
Right.
know what your plan is past the primary in a general election to beat J.B. Pritzker.
So here's a few things, and let me finish with my biography, and I'd be glad to answer that. So after starting my company 25 years, I also went to Harvard Business School. I was accepted into the OPM program, where I studied over a 3-year period, actual Harvard alum in Boston, and with 177 global leaders. Went to law school, passed the California baby bar. It was made famous with Kim Kardashian. She couldn't pass it, all while having a family and running my business full throttle. Not to mention, I started a children's foundation, which I funded and founded to benefit children's hospitals. I've been giving back for a very long time. A lot of people in politics don't give back. They just want to take. And it's very hard to be someone who was philanthropic or is philanthropic to stand on the sidelines and watch, just the takers show. And that's why I'm running. But to answer the question beyond the primary, what I'm doing is we have my lieutenant governor, if I can tell you a little bit about his biography. He was a C-level executive with Chase Manhattan Bank, a C-level executive with ExxonMobil, Chase Manhattan and JP Morgan at different times. He was sat on the Basel Act, which for the Department of Treasury he chaired. So he would testify in front of Congress, cabinet members, and Senate figures for a very long time. He was going to be one of the individuals that they selected for the National DOGE program. He's a brilliant, sophisticated, fiscally responsible individual that can lead us better from a fiscal standpoint, and that's primarily why I selected him. I didn't go for the regular, oh, it has to be, a minority woman from the other end of the state, et cetera. It's like, who's the most competent to lead Illinois? And that's why I selected him. And what he would do is nationally, he would audit banks on the Basel Act. What they did is to ensure that they were audited, they were compliant while they transacted internationally. So his name is Rand Jisquith, just a brilliant guy, very vigorous older man that wants to see Illinois heal from a fiscal perspective. So he's joining me. But what we're going to do is we're eliminating property taxes and we're putting out a position paper on how that's going to happen. We're going to repatriate all this private equity money that's left Illinois, our parking meters, skyways. There's so much money that has left our border that's putting a greater burden on our taxpayers. We're going to bring that back. Hmm. We have an idea and a plan to repatriate our seniors that have left. These pensioners that have left in the southern end of the state where it's, from climate perspective, we can bring them back and repatriate them where they won't be paying property taxes here. We want to prevent people, stop the bleeding now, prevent people from leading with a confident path forward. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're doing it from a human perspective. What a lot of these candidates don't realize is that from an actualization perspective and connecting with the people or emotional intelligence, they wonder how did a radical nut job like Mondami get elected in New York? I understand people had issues with Cuomo, myself. I understand this. However, the reason a Mondami gets elected is because he has emotional intelligence to connect with people. Right now, people aren't angry, they're hurt. So you need somebody that can tap into the human psyche and give confidence to people that have been sitting on the sideline that feel aggrieved and re-inspire them to come out and vote. And with that kind of excitement, we're going to be able to put forth the plans that we have for the state because we'll have the people behind us.
So we're speaking with Joe Severino, severinoforgovernor.com. You mentioned eliminating property taxes. We've had Correct. Several comments on our YouTube live broadcast as you've been speaking here, first asking you what you were going to do for property taxes because they are out of control. A second one, a follow-up from another person who said, how do you replace the revenue that is coming in for property taxes? The economic hole that the state of Illinois in is so egregious that if you try to fix something one place, something else is going to break another place. Sure. But my question to you is, you've got policies, you've got plans, it sounds like. You're likely also going to have a supermajority of Democrats in the General Assembly. If that wanes a little bit, you'll still not have a majority of Republicans. How are you going to govern and what would you do as governor while you've got Democrats in Springfield to still benefit the people?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Of the state of Illinois.
And here's what it is. People refer back to Rauner. Rauner couldn't, be effective. He was the last Republican governor to get elected. It's because he was managing a portion of the teachers union money. He would have stepped on his own toes if he kind of barnstormed or blazed a trail at the Capitol. I said, I'm not going to reach across the aisle. There is no working with Democrats. People don't understand.
The Democrats don't even talk to the Republicans. They don't get the budget.
And
they completely leave them in the cold.
Yeah, they manage every mechanism of power. You need a bold leader that can go in there with executive order that knows how to use the law to muck them up and to navigate and get things accomplished. And that's exactly what I intend on doing. I said I'm not reaching across the aisle. I'm reaching into the inkwell, just like J.B. Pritzker does. And then he throws the onus on the aggrieved to fight. Well, the good news is in politics, there's so many scoundrels. When you have the instinct and the experience to leverage the interest of Democrats and what they need. And through an executive order, you can get things accomplished. I'm not beholden to anybody but the taxpayer. I say it's my name on the ballot, but their voice. So it's easy to navigate through an executive order perspective.
We're speaking to Joe Severino, severinoforgovernor.com, for you to do your research and to learn a little bit more. Last question before we let you go and have to go to a break, Joe. Of course, you're talking to the Metro East down here across the river from St. Louis, southern Illinois, certainly. We've got a purple county in Madison County that's gone a little bit more red. St. Clair County is one of few that votes blue in this state when we see counties actually going blue. What do you need from southern Illinois to beat J.B. Pritzker, and what are you going to do for southern Illinois to earn it?
I need them to believe in a candidate. There is no belief. And especially running, I'm learning as to why people don't believe when you meet some of the people and you realize the corruption that's involved here. And it's on both sides of the aisle. The reality is, I need them to be inspired. I need them on March 17th to come out and vote for me. If they get me through that nomination process, you will have a defender that's going to fight for Illinois. The CCP is controlling Republican elections right now. People don't know that. The consultant class, the corruption, there's so much going on that they're all remaining silent about. Right now in McHenry County, they're trying to put another lithium battery factory, and it has Republicans coalescing around it to get this done while they sit to on the sidelines that they're so, it's outrageous that they're putting it there. They're all profiting. Same thing with these consultants. We have beautiful Republican volunteers that are banging doors, passing out literature, trying to get good people elected with the belief that our leadership are bringing the greatest people along. That's not the case. Ted Dabrowski's running. He has the entire consultant class behind him. The consultant class is managed by Richard Porter, Mark Kirk, and they're doing business with the Chinese Communist Party. Mark Kirk is a lobbyist for the CCP, literally wholly funded, $400,000 a year. You can look at it in Politico. We're living in a surveillance state right now. They're leaving me out of governor forums because I'm outing everybody along the way. I am going to air the dirty laundry so people no longer believe a false narrative and are inspired to do something differently, because it's not the Democrats holding us back. It's a section of this uniparty Republicans that are rigging primaries. And look no further than trying to get me off the ballot or these consultants that represent them.
Well, we appreciate your time today, giving you an opportunity to introduce yourself in your own words to our audience here in the Illinois Metro East. You're listening to Joe Severino, severinoforgovernor.com, Republican candidate for governor of the state of Illinois. Joe, thank you for visiting with us today. It was good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It was my pleasure.
Take care. Happy New Year. Bye-bye. Joe Severino, Severino for Governor. A quick break here. And when we come back, let's catch up on the YouTube live chat poll. Do you agree with President Trump's action to arrest Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro? Yes or no? Now we've had three candidates for governor for the state of Illinois. I think we've got another one coming up here later in January, revisiting with others as well. Love to get your feedback on the candidates that we have on here, who you loved, who you didn't. 314-241-9797. Text us about that YouTube poll if you so choose. President Trump's actions to arrest Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, yes or no? What do you think? We'll be right back.